the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the last part of this divine Kumail supplication. Ya sabigh an-ni'am, ya dafi' an-niqam, ya nur al-mustawhishin fi al-dhulam. O fountain of the blessings, O repeller of the adversities, O light of those who are lonely in darkness, ya aliman la yu'allam, O the knower who was never taught. صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Bless Muhammad and his progeny. وافعل بما أنت أهله. Do with me what is worthy of you. وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And Allah bless his messenger and holy imams of his progeny and give them abundant peace. So regarding this part of the Kumail supplication, we said that as the traditions in Islamic religion suggest, Allah's names are equal with an infallible imam or perfect human being. And by resorting to these perfect individuals, the human beings can get perfection and prosperity. They can be saved from practical vices. And a perfect human is in reality Allah's exalted name that is the center of the world, and that is the Imam Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, our 12th Imam. May Allah hasten his advent. It has been narrated that Prophet Jesus, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, had many sheep. A group of angels thought that his love for the Almighty Allah is related to this love for his wealth. So, for making them aware of the truth, the Almighty sent Gabriel to go on top of a hill and call, Glorious and holy is the Lord of the angels and the Spirit. Hearing this, Jesus got restless and ran to the top of the hill in search of the caller, but found no one. So he said, Oh, the nice caller, if you utter the name of my beloved once more, I will grant you half of my sheep. Gabriel called Allah's name once again. And Prophet Jesus was eagerly impatient, and when he returned to his normal state, he cried out, Call Allah's name once more so that I would give you all my sheep. Gabriel did so again, and then Jesus cried and said, I have nothing left to sacrifice for his name, so come and take my life for it. This is the importance of the names of the Almighty Allah. يَا مَنْ إِسْمُهُ دَوَاءٌ وَذِكْرُهُ شِفَاءٌ Oh, whose name is remedy, whose remembrance is cure. And some of these names were mentioned in this last part. يَا سَابِغَ النِّعَمُ Oh, the fountain of the blessings. يَا دَافِعَ النِّقَمُ Oh, repeller of the adversities. يَا نُورَ الْمُسْتَوْحِشِينَ فِي الظُّلَمُ Oh, light of those who are lonely in darkness.
Oh, he who is readily pleased, forgive one who owes nothing but supplications to you. You do what you will. Oh, he whose name is the remedy and whose remembrance is a sure cure for all ailments and obedience to whom makes one self-sufficient. Have mercy on one whose only asset is hope and whose only armor is weeping. Oh, he who perfected all bounties and who wards off all misfortune. Oh, light who illuminates those who are in darkness. Oh, omniscient who knows without learning. Bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad. And do unto me in accordance with that which befits you.
Thank you, Allah.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In Islamic sources, the relation between prayer and the response has been referred to by the assertion that prayer is the key to the response. In this part of the supplication, we read, اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء. O Allah, you are the one that has to forgive me that I have nothing. I am the one who has nothing but supplication. This statement denotes the kind of relation between prayer and response. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, supplication is the key of mercy. In his will to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib says, thereafter, he put the keys of his treasuries in your hand in that he has allowed you to ask him from it. So, whenever you wished, you opened the doors of his treasuries through supplication. The phrase, so whenever you wished, you opened the doors of his treasuries through supplication, has a clear indication to the kind of relation which exists between prayer and the response, and the fact that prayer is the key of mercy. Therefore, supplication is the key by which we unlock the treasuries of Allah's mercy. The treasuries of Allah's mercy have no end, but not everyone possesses the keys to these treasuries. Not everyone is able and capable of opening these treasuries of His mercy. The verse of the Holy Quran says, whatever mercy Allah unfolds for people, no one can withhold it. With reference to this verse, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, the mercy implies the prayer and dua. In other words, Supplication is the very key by which Allah opens the doors of His mercy for the people, and which He has placed in their hands. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.